This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Good morning. It is WKOK Sunrise. Chad Hershberger filling in for Mark Lawrence on this Thursday morning. Glad to be with you. Rob Center, our fabulous producer who's sitting on the other side of the glass from me. And we have two guests in the studio this morning. We're going to talk about the arts this morning. Connie Tim is the president of the Lewisburg Arts Council. Sarah Kelly is the past president and a current board member. And you've got a lot of stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks as we celebrate the arts. Tell us what's going to be happening in Lewisburg?
Oh, my goodness. It is a two-week celebration of the arts. We start, I guess most people think of the bookends as the Lewisburg Arts Festival, which is this coming Saturday, April 27th, and Lewisburg Live, our music festival, on May 11th. But there are also four exhibits. There are five workshops. There's a plein air day. And other people in the community have a lot of art-related kinds of things going on, music, dance, poetry, theater, food, flowers, visual arts. It's all the arts.
And it is a special year for this event. Tell us a little bit about the 50th anniversary.
Well, it's our 50th anniversary, whether you count festivals or actual years. There have been 50 festivals. They have grown enormously over the years, and we now have Market Street closed, really from Front Street to 7th Street. And there are varied artists, over 100. And it's a wonderful day in Lewisburg because everyone comes downtown and walks on Market Street and enjoys the art, the weather, the food, the music, everything all together. It's one of my favorite days. My friend Tom always said, I love Art Day.
And that's, Connie, tell us, so you're talking about the streets being closed off. If I want to come and I want to get there but not sure what to do, I understand there's a shuttle service that you could take?
Yes, there's a shuttle bus that runs every 10 minutes from Weiss parking lot. The Weiss parking lot out on 15. And it takes you into town, stops in three different places in town.
Excellent.
And the streets are closed, so that there is no parking on Market or other streets nearby, near Market.
And the shuttle bus is free?
The shuttle bus is free.
You can take it all day and get on and off and go back and forth. And it starts at 9:30, so it gets you downtown before the festival starts at 10. And you can shop until 5 and still get back to your car because it goes till 5:30.
Excellent. And art is the big main thing. Tell us a little bit about the vendors that will be part of the celebration on Saturday.
Oh, we have such a variety. And that's one of the things that I think is really neat about the Arts Festival. Our volunteer artist chair and the jurying committee works really hard to find a good mix of types of art, of media, as they say, and also different, well, I guess the economic term is price points. So there's something that everybody can afford to buy. I think it's really cool this year that we have a luthier, instrument maker. We have a broom maker coming back. That's Connie's favorite part.
The broom maker is always my favorite part. For many years, we had one particular broom maker who brought his machine to the festival and made brooms, and every year you got a new broom. You probably didn't need it, but you got one anyway. So there will be a broom maker making brooms and possibly a woodworker demonstrating. And there are all types of other art forms represented, from the traditional photos and paintings to pottery, jewelry, sculpture, textile, recycled pieces. Some people do that. Repurposing things. Very good mix.
And I noticed there's also artwork from kids that's going to be on display as well.
A lot of the businesses downtown partner with local preschools and put artwork up. I mean, the whole thing really is a celebration, and that's one of the things that I have really enjoyed about living in Lewisburg and the Lewisburg area. And this year, I think we've timed it just right with all the flowering trees coming out. So we have the natural palette will be out to just kind of illustrate everything.
I'm going to ask you a question that you told me you were asked. Is there going to be food?
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah, we have four food courts. Two very big ones with at least a dozen places to eat in each one, and then there's coffee at one end and barbecue at the other end. My mother-in-law has already said that's where she's headed first. She's from Tennessee, so barbecue. Hmm. We have healthy options. We have not so healthy options. Many people come to festivals just for the fried food. We have that.
Funnel cakes.
But we also have healthier kinds of things and things for kids and adults.
And most of those are local food places, right?
Yeah. And the same's true for the artists. One of our members has a middle school son who analyzed where everybody came from, and fully half of the juried artists come from the Lewisburg area. And 85% or something come from Pennsylvania.
The other interesting thing about the artists this year is there are artists there who have come and participated for the last 30 years. A few of those. My friend said, I need to get a belt. And I said, and the belt man is coming. You can do that. But there are also new people, quite a few new people. So it's always interesting to see new artists, meet new artists, and see new things.
What are some of the things that you're doing for the celebration of the 50th anniversary? You're wearing some of them.
I
see it right now.
I know. Yeah, too bad we're not on camera. But Connie is our designer as well as our president, has designed a beautiful golden 50th anniversary logo. And it is now on a black t-shirt, so the shiny gold shows up really nicely. And those will be at our information tent right in the middle of Market Street, right in the middle of downtown, for, I think, kid sizes are $10 and adult sizes are $15.
Any other?
That's a big one.
So you all need a t-shirt.
Yeah. Any other things for the 50th that you have planned?
Oh, yes. Well, we did several art shows. We have one at the library, which chronicles the 50 years of publicity. So that's interesting to see early posters and see them all through the years.
See how styles have changed in those 50 years.
How styles have changed and what we do now that we didn't do then or what we did then. And also a show at Faustina Gallery downtown of the 20 years during which we've done a featured artist for each festival. And there are about 15 artists represented there. So we did those.
And then we have other things happening throughout the year, so there will be more coming. Our big one that we're just starting to plan is Louis Stock. It's also the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. So we're working our Music in the Park committee and a group of people, including the Campus Theater and the Folk Justice Band, are putting together a 50th anniversary of both of those things in August. But we have to get through the next 2 weeks before we can plan all that.
Yeah, and speaking of 2 weeks, you sort of have two bookend events.
Right.
You have the festival on Saturday in downtown Lewisburg, but then you also have Lewisburg Live that's coming up on May 11th. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. It's a music festival, a free music festival, downtown with seven bands in seven different venues. And we start at 6:30, and I think it goes to 11:30 every half an hour. Mm-hmm. There's another band starting, and they each play for 2 hours somewhere downtown. All of it is free. There's no cover charge. There's no donation expected. There's no required drink charge, none of those things. They're all free. And we really tried to get a variety of music.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Looking at the list of the musicians, it is a wide variety of musical styles, which should be a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure it's accessible to everybody. It isn't just the entertainment committee may have their own favorites, but we really want to get a wide variety to appeal to a lot of different tastes, to let people try out a lot of different tastes. We have some local people. We have some people coming from Lock Haven, Harrisburg, State College, because we might not hear them all that often, so it's a chance for us to give an arts opportunity to people around here that they wouldn't otherwise get.
And again, that's going to be on May 11th, 6:30 to 11:30 in the evening and the nighttime hours in Lewisburg. And again, what are you trying to sort of the feel for that evening as people can just stroll around town, a beautiful spring day?
We hope. Evening.
we'll talk to Heather Zare and see if we can get that on the forecast.
Right, in which people move from one venue to another as the evening progresses. And it's been wonderful. And I hope it's wonderful this time.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. It's fun to be able to just walk in and out, stay for a couple of songs, see if you like it, want to try something else. You can always go back. It's nice and flexible that way. You can also, for some of them, it's the first time you've heard a group that you might be able to hear again. Sometimes it's a couple of people that play with other groups that are coming together to make a different kind of music, and that's really fun to hear the experimentation.
And it's interesting when we put it together to think about where a particular band should be, what venue, and to get that right, that's nice.
Yeah. And last minute plug for Saturday's event, Downtown Lewisburg, the Festival of the Arts. If I'm thinking, gee, I don't have anything to do this Saturday, tell us why I should come down to Lewisburg.
Wow.
It's the first time to meet all of your neighbors and friends on the street. Everyone, no cars, no trucks. And be outdoors, and that's really special. And also be able to hear music playing and see nice art, see
yeah,
great
it
art.
Really does, for many people, herald the beginning of spring, for real. It yeah. just feels like, you know, this is what you should be doing, walking around outside, enjoying art, enjoying your neighbors, enjoying the beautiful day, getting music all around you. There's continuous music all day and eating fabulous food. What else could you want?
I don't know. go ahead.
And before, at least we forget, lest we forget, in between the two bookends, we also have on the 28th plein air event, an outdoor painting that will be done. It's sponsored by the Lynn Conservancy and the Arts Council. That's a whole day of people going outside by the Dale Engel Walker House and painting the outdoors. And we also have 5 workshops scheduled in between that you can refer to on our website.
And give us that address so people can look that up. I'm sure there's information about Saturday's event, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
www.lewisburgartscouncil.com. And make sure to look for our handy-dandy maps that we have this year. Those will be downtown. They'll be out around Lewisburg today and tomorrow, but they'll be downtown and on the shuttle buses that you can take with you, and they list everything going on for the next 2 weeks.
I just looked down and saw that the cookie dude was going to be there. You're tempting me because I'm hungry. Oh, it's breakfast time.
We can do breakfast.
One last question for you. When we have guests, and I'm filling in for Mark, and we talk about the arts, tell me why it's so important to help people have an appreciation for the arts.
For me, it has to do with it's a couple of things. One is just being able to enjoy the beauty that's in our lives, I think, is really important. You know, as we feel more anxious, more divided, more busy, it's nice to be able to have that as part of a way to balance yourself. But I also think it's the creativity that performing or just being involved in arts in some way really engenders. The more creative that you learn to be, I think the more creative you are in other parts of your life, like decision making. I think our state and national leaders could use a good dose of creativity. So why not foster that now? Mm-hmm. Foster it at home.
And I think the popularity of the arts is increasing at the moment due to the increased technology. It's handmade. You can see the human element or hear it. You can see, hear, or experience the human element. And I think that's very critical to human life. People like it.
It strikes me, too. I've been noticing lately the beautiful trees this time of year, and spring is my favorite time of year, but just some of the beauty that we see, and as you describe this event that's coming up when people will be out just painting and capturing that in an artistic thing, and not only being able to do their art, but also being able to appreciate the out-of-doors at the same time.
Right.
It's a win-win, I think.
I think so, too.
All right. Thank you very much, both of you, for coming in. We were talking about the Lewisburg Arts Council and their events coming up as they celebrate the arts 2 weeks long. You can get more information at lewisburgartscouncil.com. Our guests this morning have been Connie Tim. She's the president of the council, and also Sarah Kelly, the past president and current board member, and also the one that sends great information out to us so that we can promote that to you, our fine listeners.